You're listening to Music for Metropolitans. These selections have been from the album featuring the Sunset Strings, Somewhere, My Love. We'll have more Music for Metropolitans right after the WVNJ 3 o'clock report on the grown-up sound of today, WVNJ 100.3 FM Newark, stereo, Metropolitan New York's album music station. Vital community and national problems are discussed with important guests on In the Public Interest, 5:30 p.m. today over WVNJ AM at 62. Three o'clock, WVNJ News. Congress convenes tomorrow to go through with the time-worn formality of counting and certifying presidential electoral votes. But there won't be any surprise endings. Richard Nixon will be proclaimed president. But the ordinarily ho-hum affair may be enlivened by a challenge against a North Carolina elector who cast his vote for George Wallace, despite the fact that Nixon carried North Carolina. Another item on the agenda, a fat pay raise for the president, from $100,000 to $200,000. Senate Democratic leader Mike Mansfield said he'd like to see action on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty by the end of this month. Ratification of the treaty is the major piece of unfinished business that's been carried over from the 90th Congress. Both Mansfield and GOP leader Everett Dirksen anticipate a lengthy debate on the treaty. The United States Command says United States and South Vietnamese troops are heading back to the abandoned Allied fortress of Khe Sanh. The nearby valley is a major infiltration route for North Vietnamese troops in the northern part of South Vietnam. An estimated 5,000 troops are pushing through the jungles. They're hunting for communists. The drive began last Thursday, but military officials, for security reasons, didn't report it until today. United States negotiators met with the South Vietnamese officials today in preparation for another meeting with North Vietnam. The next session between Cyrus Vance and a Hanoi representative will be heard early this week. Sources say the meeting could be held tomorrow. The negotiators are trying to break the deadlock, stalling the start of a widened peace conference. This late news, President-elect Richard M. Nixon today named Henry Cabot Lodge, former ambassador to South Vietnam and currently ambassador to West Germany, as his chief negotiator at the Vietnam talks in Paris. It's a quiet Sunday in strife-torn Londonderry, Northern Ireland, a marked contrast to a day and night of mob violence which sent more than 100 civilians and 22 police officers to hospitals for treatment. The rioting climaxed a four-day civil rights march and resulted in battling between Roman Catholics and militant Protestants. Catholics are threatening to march into the Protestant area, that city, and retaliate for the damage caused in last night's violence. King Hussein of Jordan has warned that the danger of another Mideast war is immense. He met with Lebanese President Charles Helou for 2 hours about a deepening Arab-Israeli crisis and the possibility of an Arab summit conference soon. Hussein said, if the situation deteriorates any further, it will affect world peace. The Soviets launched a new unmanned spaceship today. Its destination is Venus. It's due to land on the mysterious hotbed planet in mid-May. If it does, it will be the second such Soviet space achievement. The Russians placed a capsule on Venus in October of 1967. It reported back to Earth that man would burn up should he try to visit Venus without heavy protection. The new ship is expected to improve the accuracy of data obtained by its predecessor. Another heart operation underway in Houston. Dr. Michael DeBakey is performing the heart transplant on a 59-year-old Kansan. Otho Edwin Chansey of Elkhart, Kansas, is receiving the heart of a 14-year-old Houston boy. The man who's charged with the murder of Senator Robert Kennedy will go on trial Tuesday in Los Angeles. The trial of Siran Siran, the 24-year-old Jordanian immigrant, comes almost exactly 7 months after the fatal shooting.